Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Brian's on with us. Good morning, Brian.
Morning.
Brian and Robin met on Bumble, decided to meet up at CoinOp, have a few drinks, play some games. Brian, you were telling us off the air, you guys had a blast, one of the best dates you'd ever been on. You guys kissed at the end of the night. It was surprisingly, Robin had made the first move. But since that night, Robin has completely blown off Brian, won't respond to any messages or anything. Brian, what do you think happened? Give us your take on this.
Can I ask you something and like be honest? When she made the first move, did it seem like she was kind of tipsy?
No, she didn't drink that much. I don't drink that much. I think maybe we had two drinks each.
Okay. And then nothing.
No, we texted a lot that night. That night after we kind of went back home. And then I didn't hear from her the next day.
But have you tried to reach out to her?
Oh, yeah. I've called her several times. I've texted her. Yeah.
All right, Brian, listen, we're going to get Robin on the phone. Robin, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Robin. It's the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call Second Date Update. We're calling because we need to ask you a couple of questions about Brian, who I get you in on a first date with. We talked to Brian. We talked to Brian, and he said he had a great time, but he's really bummed that he hasn't heard from you since then. So he asked if we could call you and talk to you, maybe kind of figure out what happened. Why haven't you called him? Why haven't you responded to him?
That is really kind of uncomfortable. I mean, he's a great guy. We had a great time. I just can't go on a date with him.
What do you mean that you can't? Like, saying I can't is an interesting way of putting it.
I mean, he's really great. It's nothing against him at all. It's just kind of complicated. And
are you seeing somebody else?
No, definitely not. No, I don't really want to get into it. It's just a little messy, and it's totally not a big deal. He's a really great guy.
How could it be messy if you guys have gone on one date?
Well, I mean, just some like things I found out afterwards that would like make it super complicated.
Can you tell us? I mean, we
He wants to know.
He wants to know. We want to know.
Yeah. Robin, I'm sorry. I'm here. I'm on the line. It's killing me.
Oh,
it's killing him, Robin.
Oh.
Robin, don't kill
him. Ryan. After our date, I had a really great time. And, like, of course, I followed you on Instagram. And as I was, like, looking through your Instagram, I just saw someone on there that I've dated before. And that's just a little too messy and complicated. It has nothing to do with you, but I think this is a bad idea.
You dated for how long?
It was just a couple dates.
A couple dates?
It was a couple dates. Why is dating one of his friends messy? Did it end messy?
Yeah, that's messy. It's totally messy.
For just going out a couple of times?
It wasn't one of his friends.
I don't understand.
Who was it?
It was your dad.
What?
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 Yeah.
What?
Wait a minute. Hold on. You dated his dad?
I mean, just for a little bit, but yeah.
Can I ask what the age difference was between you and his dad?
I mean, it wasn't, I don't know the specifics.
Okay,
I mean,
you don't need to answer that. You don't need to answer that. He's a dad, so he's
at least 20 years.
Age,
at
right?
least, yeah.
Which, listen, older guys can be hot. That's not a judgment. I'm just.
Wow-wee. Okay. So many questions. Why did it end between you and Brian Zed?
Stop. Gavin, stop.
We just didn't have a lot of common.
Of course you didn't. He's 2 decades older than you, at least. Did you guys have sex?
I don't really want to talk about my sex.
Yes, you do.
Oh, my God.
Yes, you do. We all do.
No.
Brian, do you think they had sex?
I mean, here's the thing. She didn't say no. They didn't have sex.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hey, wow. Brian.
Yeah.
How you doing, buddy?
Robin, wow. Obviously, we can't go out if she had sex with Mike. Obviously, we can't go
out.
Well,
that was not neither confirmed or denied.
Yeah, it was not denied. Robin, you were awesome. Have a great life.
Yeah.
Thanks. You too.
Oh.
I don't even know what to say.
Oh, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.